All right, it is Friday, July 28th. Getting ready to go up and fly.
Yeah, that way that you tell them that you're the security deposit on the ground with the dogs.
There you go.
You're sending a Daniel Field Airport.
They'll be back.
He's being really good with his little jacket.
Sure is.
He has the work idea down, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's not really going off task.
He's a good puppy.
Now, let's see. What year plane is this?
1960.
Wow. Okay.
Bonanza V2.
And it's a twin engine or a single?
Single.
Single. Okay. And the puppies are whining.
Oh yeah. He's just so cute. Did Max do that little happy?
No, that was Mike. Mikey.
No, when Max was a puppy.
Oh yeah, I suppose.
Do they all do that? Or?
Yeah, a little whine.
When you're excited.
He's watching. He's watching those two guys get out of that pickup. Better be sitting there. Okay, here he comes.
All right, tighten heel.
Come on, Max. Forward. Let's move in. Steady now. Steady, steady, steady. Steady. Boy. Not gonna make you do doggy push-ups. Steady.
Good boy.
Good boy, Max. Steady. Ah, so this is it, eh?
Yeah, I gotta do a walk-around inspection before we fly.
All right.
Make sure she's way out left her, no problems.
Max, yeah, what? You want to go in, boy?
Is it a 1N17?
Yeah,
our tail number is
1700
Bravo.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Let's go feel it here. Wait, Max. Okay. Nice big letters, too.
Uh-huh.
Man, even a blind man can see this. Wow, I figured it'd be a little bit bigger. I'm sitting there touching the roof. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, it is orange. I saw orange yesterday.
You see little kids telling a tip tank is off.
Max wants to go in so bad.
He knows.
Max remembers.
He remembers.
Come on, Max. Let's walk around the other side here, boy. Come on. Oh, this is the wing, huh?
You know, that means you go places, don't you?
Yeah.
Wait,
is this the wing here?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. It's a pretty wide one.
Going down right about there. Those are those tip tanks, and that's why we tease kids they're bombs, because they look like a little missile on the end of the wing.
Yeah, it does. Wow.
To go up in a plane, you had to crank that much.
Yeah. I hear that. Yeah, nice plane.
So what, did they tie them down or something?
Yeah, that way you wouldn't have it. Spin around.
Little tethers or whatever?
Yep.
Steady, okay. Max, steady.
Looks like they're feasting the ground.
I figured it'd be a bit taller than what than it actually is. Not bad. I guess that guy over there is going to take off.
Yep. Well, I'm glad it's not really hot yet, because it can be miserable. You know, by the time you taxi down there and get clearance to go, don't you feel like you're just cooking in there?
Poor Max, he really wants to go.
He's wagging his tail.
He's wagging his tail, Doc.
He's like, God, come on, can I go? Can I go? Oh, I don't think there's room for you, Max.
No, he'll stay down here with his buddy and his mama.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll go sit in the air conditioning.
There you go.
You know, it might be Mikey that whines the most, because he's left him and me. I don't know. Then again, he may not care. Kind of like now, as he's laying there, you're like, whatever.
Oh, there he goes. He's wagging the tail again.
You don't have a lot of room in there. You said shoulder to shoulder.
Not bad. To yank my arm off, boy.
Yeah, we'll see that. We'll see what happens now when we go to cross the Highland Avenue over there. Max wants to bring him over here.
Yeah, you'll have to deprogram
him. Or to really correct him. Really, really correct him.
You're a good boy, Max. You're a good boy.
He did that one day.
I know. He told us. He videotaped you to figure out what it was he was.
Yeah, how did it dawn on us? It dawned on you, probably.
He videotaped him and said he followed him and saw what he was being distracted by. It was airplanes coming in or going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wanted to get in a plane.
He's wagging his tail again. Max.
Puppy there is not who was whimpering at me under the table this morning with excitement. He's being so good.
Well, you know.
We all wore him out.
He's, yeah. He recharged his battery, but I don't think it will stay at a full charge very long.
Yeah, these boys wear him out.
That's good. He'll sleep all the way to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And all the way to Michigan.
Oh. So when are you going to Michigan tomorrow?
Tonight.
Oh, okay.
This evening. Up there. Yes. Because everything starts in the morning, I think about 9 o'clock. So,
Oh, okay.
You know,
Anyway, do we have to get up at the crack of dawn?
I hope it's not going to be sweltering there like it is here.
Oh, I'm sure it is, man.
Sometimes it gets pretty bad up there.
Let's see. From Tennessee to Michigan, that'll probably be, what, 2 hours, 3 hours?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I know the biggest jump was from Nebraska to Mississippi, and that was three and a half hours.
All right, Titan.
All right, Max.
We're going to load you first. I'm going to put you in the back seat.
Right.
Max. And then I'll go in because I have to sit on the left side and the door's on the right, and you'll go in last. But I want to show you both how we're going to go up.
Okay.
Don't hit your knees here.
Okay.
This is the step. You go left foot here, and there's a handle right here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Let's bring Will over.
Climb up the wing, huh?
Yeah, and you can go right on.
Won't hurt.
As long as you step on the black area here, stay close to the body, and you're fine. So, right there.
Ah, next to the silver.
Okay, got the handle?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There, extra hoist never hurt.
Okay. All right, now just pull that front seat forward. There you go.
No, Max, you're not getting in, will you?
There's, yeah, Laurie says, and then you just fall in.
There's no room for you, Max.
All right, I'm going to come up and help you get situated. Okay, you got her?
Wait, Max.
All right. Okay, Laurie, you need some help here.
By Goldie.
All right, now show him where the handle and the footstep
are. There's
the
handle.
Okay.
Your foot's right here by your knee. Step. Yes.
Right there?
No.
Right here.
Right
there.
Go. Okay, gotcha.
There you go. And then you walk up. Dave's right there with his hand out waiting for you.
Okay.
It's like three little steps and you're there.
All right. And watch your head right here, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Tall Man.
There you go. All right. We'll just leave that door open for a minute because it's going to get really hot if we don't.
Okay.
All right, right in front of you here. This is a yoke, and this is up, down, right, and left with them.
Okay.
Out in front of you, there's some rudder pedals.
Oh.
And that's how all those guys work. But I've got everything on my side. It's redundant controls.
Okay.
So I'll do the fly. We get up there for a little bit.
Okay.
Get up good and high. If you want to take them for just a sec, you sure can.
Okay.
Let you fly it for a little bit here anyhow.
Let you fly it. Mm-hmm. We have good life insurance beneficiaries on the ground.
Okay. You find that other belt?
Not yet. Let's see. Oh, there it is. Under me.
Denise, I think she's got your belts covered up.
That's
so
all right.
We'll just make sure we drive.
It'd be like some back seat stuff, you know, on the ground.
All right, I'm going to go through a checklist here.
Sure.
These are all breakers. There's 24 of them I got to check.
Okay.
Make sure none of them are blown. They're all good.
Okay.
Yep, they're all good. Okay. Avionics off, gear handle down, flaps up, cowl open. Lights is required. We'll leave those off today. Fuel in the left tank. Main batteries on. Gauges are coming up. They're alive. Mixture full. Rich prop half inch. Propeller full. We're going to give her a little shot of juice here. Okay.
Now, where's the propellers?
It's straight off the nose here, straight pumps. There's only a single.
All right. Yeah, I walked around the whole plane.
We're going to turn him over right now.
All right.
Clear prop.
course, Denise is just off of our nose, and I'm going to turn and parallel it to the right, and then we'll go back, turn around, and land at it. County Traffic, Medical 1013. Daniel Field, Bonanza 1700, Bravo's in, left downwind for 23, Daniel, full stop. Daniel's Field, Bonanza 1700, Bravo, going left base.
Yes, it was. We do appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Now, I'll just set that up here on the glare shield. Now, how many people are you going to be able to tell back at later dog class?
We'll see how this video comes out.
Yeah, we'll see how the audio came out also.
I thought I saw the white of Bobby Jones Expressway under us at one point.
Well, you'll be able to analyze it when you get back.
Sure. It'll be very interesting to see how the audio came out.
I don't know the area, so I don't know what we went over.
Well,
there was a mining area not too far
out
there.
That's the quarry.
Okay.
Did you see where the canal was? Did it look like the white, like a quarry?
Yeah.
Yeah, that we have a rock quarry. Cool.
And then just to the, let's see, it'd be just to the, we were going south, so just to the east of it, there was a huge softball complex, baseball complex.
You were going toward, that's probably Diamond, what is it?
Diamond Lakes. He was going southwest.
Yeah, it was that would be the right way to go to Diamond Lakes, because it's out heaps of a way.
Now, what is that I hear winding down?
The gyros.
Okay.
They're high speed. Once you put them in a circle and get them spinning, then they don't want to change a gyro doesn't want to change altitude, doesn't want to change pitch or camber at all. So when the airplane turns, the gyro stays still. And that makes my instruments show turn and bank.
Oh, okay.
Here comes the boys.
I was looking at your window here. I thought it'd be thicker than what it is.
It's not a glass. It's a plastic.
That's what I thought.
And the one on the front up here is a little thicker.
Okay.
Because it's got to withstand a bird strike or something.
Sure.
But the ones on the side don't have any bird strike.
Now, how high up did you take us?
We went to about right at a half a mile.
Okay.
Or half a mile high.
Hold on, boys.
Okay.
Hear him.
All right.